This is KUT. Texas is among a small group of states where people can get something called valley fever. It's a fungal infection that's hard to spot and isn't widely reported in the state. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, experts believe it is starting to appear in more places.
Valley fever is an infection you get in your lungs by basically breathing in a fungus. The fungus is called coccidioides, and it's found in soil, mostly in the southwestern region of the United States.
So if you were to draw a line between Corpus Christi and San Antonio and go west all the way to the Pacific coast, that's pretty much the endemic region for coccidioides.
That's Richard Hamill. He's a professor at Baylor College of Medicine and an expert on fungal infections. He says most people who get valley fever don't realize what's going on.
And they inhale the fungus from disturbing the soil. It grows. They might get a mild pneumonia or they might get a flu-like illness and they don't think much of it.
Hamill says sometimes, very rarely though, valley fever leads to serious complications. That includes bone and soft tissue infections and sometimes even meningitis. But overall, valley fever has been around a long time and hasn't really gotten much attention. That is, until somewhat recently. Hamill says interest is growing now because, one, more people are moving to the Southwest. Two, there's a growing number of folks at risk for complications. He says that includes people getting chemotherapy and people with HIV.
And then there are some environmental things that are starting to happen, you know, because of global warming and things like that. And people are concerned that this disease may be moving out of its endemic region.
But even as valley fever shows up in more places, we might not always notice. States like Arizona, which have had a number of cases, report valley fever. But Texas doesn't. Chris Van Dusen is a spokesperson for the Texas Department of State Health Services. He says we don't track valley fever mostly because it only shows up in West Texas.
You know, El Paso is really the only, large population center in that area. So, that's one of the reasons that we haven't really pushed to make it reportable statewide. It affects, such a small part of the state geographically and population-wise.
Van Dusen says there's also not really any public health intervention for valley fever.
So it's not a communicable disease that's going to spread from one person to another. Doesn't present a situation where you're trying to track, okay, where did it come from, trace back and find the contacts and make the connections.
Van Dusen says it's not like there's a way to prevent or remove the fungus. And he says there's not even an immunization they could push in areas that are prone to valley fever. Researchers have recently started looking into developing some therapies for valley fever, but at the moment, it's incurable. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.